Hi, this is Colonel John Boggs, and this is my podcast series, Beyond Leadership. Number two for today is all about attracting and building great teams. Now, the belief is that what attracts wonderful talent in your organization so you can build those great teams is having all the wonderful perks. Being able to have the sitter service there, the bowling alley, and whatever else goes on, your latte and so on. Well, of course, there's a number of studies out there, and I won't go through them all. You can look them up yourself. But they'll talk about the realities. And the reality is this. The world is becoming more diverse. If you are a one-looking kind of organization, you know what I mean. If you're one-looking, this is probably not a healthy thing for you to be. Employees today, employees that are coming up right now, they are socially responsible, they believe in flexibility, and they just don't see careers as you and I see them. Now, I say you and I, assuming, and I hate to do that, but assuming that you're greater than 45 years old, we think in terms of the career. We want to get in with that one organization, two at the top, so we're looking for retirement. Well, these young people that you're going to be building your teams with, they're not thinking that way. They're thinking in terms of recognition. They're thinking in terms of establishing a culture where encourages risk. They think in terms of my boss is still the example of what I'm supposed to be like. But here, let me go back and say this to you again. The people coming up, the young people coming up today who you're going to build teams with, they don't expect to be stuck in the cube. They expect that they can work anywhere because they can take advantage of technology. Their teams may not look anything like what we consider a team today. So building a great team, start expanding your horizon, stretch your imagination. What exactly does that mean? One thing's for sure, the one thing that young people expect today as well as we do, again, if you're my age, and that was leadership that is lead by example. So if you're a poor example, and if you've not heard my previous podcasts on ethics, you might want to go back and listen to it because leading by example still matters, even to the young people coming up today. So attracting and building great teams, it's still going to be, in the end, all about you. Good luck out there. That's it, out here. You've been listening to my podcast series, Beyond Leadership, with me, Colonel John Boggs. And for more insights on leadership, visit my website at fortitudeconsult.com. Out here.